Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. The Reverend Dan Galchut is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Beloved in the Lord, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. With these words, the Apostle Paul reminds us of the whole order of things when it comes to our lives. Before we can give or do, we must first receive. That's the way it works for us. That's the order of our lives. How could it be any other way, considering the fact that we are creatures? Meaning that we are created by the Creator, and we need Him to give to us body and soul, eyes and ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. We must first receive before we can give or do anything. And while we would defend God as being the Creator of all things against those who might say that everything came together by chance, the rest of our lives do not always make this confession so clearly. Like when we become too proud regarding the things that we've accomplished. Look at what I've done. Or when we become too enamored with the things that we've accumulated. Look at what I have. Or when we become too impressed with our thinking. Look at all I've learned and know. Too much. And we deny, at least in part, that God still takes care of us. That He is the one who gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. God richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life. Still, it's so easy for us to deny this fundamental truth as sinners. Why, it's good we get this reminder. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. However, these words do more than just remind us of the order of things. These words from the Apostle Paul point us to the fact that Jesus has given us something. He's instituted it for me and for you. He has given us a meal. And a meal not of simple bread and wine only, but of His holy and precious body and blood. Jesus has instituted this, given it for you. This is the direction that the Lord's Supper flows. We don't offer the sacrifice to God. Jesus is giving to us. And it isn't first and foremost about what we remember. This meal is the tangible evidence that just as Jesus promised the thief on the cross, He remembers us. When He remembers, He acts. He acts and he gives us his precious body and blood. He gives us those gifts that the fruits of his cross, forgiveness and life and salvation, that we would receive those gifts every time we receive the Lord's Supper from the Lord's hand. This is why you and I should follow Jesus' directions when it comes to his meal and his institution. We should do as Jesus says. We should receive the Lord's Supper often because we need what Jesus offers to us in the Supper often. And Jesus invites us to come to his table. He invites us to come often. Often, but not carelessly. We should examine ourselves regarding those sins for which we need the Lord's forgiveness. We should come to the Lord's Supper in faith, trusting that as our Lord promises, he delivers. In his meal, he gives us his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. In repentance and faith, we receive great blessings as often as we eat the bread and drink the cup, according to the Lord's invitation and institution. For I receive from the Lord what I deliver to you. These words give us still more, as the Apostle Paul makes it clear that the Lord's Supper is more than just about a meal in our text. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So too, these words, for I receive from the Lord what I also deliver to you, they give us more, as they really reveal our marching orders as servants of Christ. And how appropriate to be reminded of this as three of our co-workers today are installed for their callings here among us. Believe me, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the promises that Michael and Mark and Tiffany will make this day. It's good that they make these promises. It's good that you and I have made similar promises in our installation or in our confirmation. It's important that we do these things. But you and I can never get the order wrong in this. So while we serve diligently in the Office of National Mission, while you serve in disaster response and training, in witness and outreach, in life ministry, and as you help me manage all that we do in the Office of National Mission to serve districts, congregations, schools, church workers, and the people of the LCMS, as we serve them, helping them carry out the mission that Christ has given to his church, you and I can never get the order wrong, even as we make the promises that we do. So remember that as servants of the Lord, we work in his kingdom according to his ways. And that means we first receive, and then we do or give. We receive the Lord's word, and then we proclaim that word to others. We receive his gifts, and then we give gifts to others. We receive his mercy, and then we show mercy to others. And when we falter, when we get things out of order, but we can go to the place where the Lord promises to be in his supper. There we receive Jesus' gift to us, his body and his blood for the forgiveness of our sins and for our life and salvation. So that having received Jesus' gift, we can share his gifts with others according to his calling on our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.